9:40 a.m. Pacific time, Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. And it must be time to talk to our friends at SalesportTalk.com. And we're quite happy to have Patty Mangan with us to co-host this segment with me. Patty was at SailGP last weekend here in San Francisco, and what a day for Spain. They win the European Soccer Championships. You have Alcaraz winning at Wimbledon. You have Sergio Garcia winning a golf tournament. And stunningly, probably the most stunning of all, is that it's not Australia, it's not New Zealand, but Spain wins season four, the championship in San Francisco. Patty, what's going on here with Spain?
Well, they just really, they were really competing with France to get into that position, to be in the final three. And they, as they were competing with France, and France was doing extremely well, they were, you know, up, you know, nose to nose, and then France had a crash, and that took care, that took them out. And so then Spain basically, I learned afterwards that they actually had a rudder problem in the final, in the $2 million finale that they won. And so if you look, if you watch it again, you know, when it's happening, you're just kind of like, there's things happening, and there's a capsize here, there's a near miss there, and, you know, holding your breath and everything. But then when you go back and you watch things, you go, okay, there was a tech problem here. The reason the Aussies did not win that was a technical problem. They had a rudder or a foil, I guess, get stuck. Otherwise, they were on their way to the finish line. They were going to win. And it reminds me of baseball, where you're like watching the game, and the other team really fails, really does a bad move, and everybody jumps up and is so happy that a failure has happened, and which is a win for the team that you're rooting for. Same thing is happening here, though I was very excited for France. I was excited for any kind of action. Spain was a complete surprise.
I saw the quote on SalesportTalk.com over at SailGP.com as well. The French captain or driver, as they say, Quentin de la Pierre, he said, "Sometimes you prefer to stay home. It hurts a lot. We didn't finish the job, and that's really painful for everybody on board." Now, did they crash into Denmark? What happened with them?
Yes, they did. They hit Denmark. Now, the damage was minimal because they all continued to race, but the point loss was massive.
Is that usually a boneheaded move by the aggressor team? Like, hey, get the hell out of the way. Oh, we crashed into you. And is it the fault of the other boat going, duh-duh-duh, being in the way? Or it's like, you see us, you crashed into us, so it's your fault.
Well, the rules of racing will tell you whose fault it is, but the speed that they are moving at, mm-hmm. and possibly who they are really paying attention to in terms of gaining, and then they find themselves in we can't back off on the speed. All we can do is try to turn away and not capsize. There's a lot happening at 50, 55 miles an hour. You know, they're moving fast. And the wind is a factor, right? The wind can just not let them turn as hard as they want. In terms of, I think your question is whose fault it is. There's racing rules about whose fault it is, who did not give way, who had the right of way. But in those moments, they're just more pissed off that they didn't see it coming, or they couldn't avoid it. In one of the races, the two of the teams on the finish, right on the finish, they missed going inside the mark. Canada hits the mark, which is a big loss in points. And the other team that was forced completely off the finish line, I think it was Denmark, it just literally missed the finish. I mean, they all right there on top of the finish line. And then two of them are forced out by, again, the rules of racing and how you can give way or how you do not give way is how you keep somebody from being able to even finish.
I remember seeing, I think it was the Slingsby quote, that the bay is a wind machine. And a couple days before, I saw the CLGP boats going under the bay bridge. They were going way down and coming all the way back, of course, which is not the course, but I guess they were just like letting it loose. Although I remember sitting next to you in the press area last year at the championships, and one team, I think it was the Aussies, they were coming in, and all of a sudden, boom, dead in the water, no wind. And I thought, oh my gosh, like how hard is it to start back up again? And, you know, sometimes it's not a wind machine, is it?
No, it can leave you just completely hanging. It can be your friend as you're going downwind, right? And then as you have to come around and mark, you might hit either, you could hit a puff, which would take you into a capsize moment, possibly, depending on the strength of the puff, or you could go dead. And if you come off your foils, you lose valuable time. So these are really jets on the water, yeah, right? The only thing in the water is the tips of the foils.
Right.
Now, what you might have seen, Rick, your timing must have been incredible, but they were testing out and have been testing out the new F-50s that will be with what it's called a T-foil. So they've been racing with an L-foil. So the foil itself has a little L shape to it. And now they're going to be in the new season racing with a T-foil. And they broke the speed barrier while they were here in San Francisco. A mixed team of players from different teams were out on the Canadian craft, and they hit 101.98 kilometers.
What? No.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
With wind? Oh, the kilometers per hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that, like 60?
63.36 miles per hour.
Okay, gotcha. I've driven enough in Europe to get in the ballpark there, yeah.
Yeah, no. So prior to that, they hadn't broken 100.
Wow. So that T-shape, they're basically airborne, right?
Well, they're airborne. Well, they could, or at times they're all airborne, but the T has to be in the water to drive the boat, basically. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're just flopping around in the wind. But they're thinking that the actual raceway in the new season around the world will have to be larger because they're going to be so much faster. And that they're going to need that length to be able to get up to speed and hold it and build it. So they're very excited. One of the things about this is you get to the finale, there it is, boom, you know, Spain wins, Australia, New Zealand come in second and third, and then they are practicing in Bermuda in August for the next season, and they have not had these preseason practices before. So, you know, these boats are jets, and basically these guys are professional sailors who are racing around the world on all kinds of craft. But occasionally, with CLGP, they're on essentially jets. And there's a dashboard like a jet. There's the handles like a jet. I mean, it's a jet on the water.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
If you could tell me a little bit about a guy, because we talk about Slingsby and all these other great captains. I quoted De La Pierre, but the name Diego Botín of Spain, he's the champion, and I don't think we ever discussed him. Talk about coming out of nowhere. What do you know about that guy?
Well, I think I'm right there with you. I haven't been paying that much attention to him because he was last year they were at the bottom of the rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just worked their way up. And again, it comes back to skill and training and luck, because if you don't have any tech problems like Australia did throughout the entire season, even though they did very well, they still had the highest amount of points at the end of the season. Australia was number one for the entire season, but they had a lot of tech problems. And so, no, I can't tell you too much about Diego. I could find a video and learn a little more about him.
Well, I'll just read you, not to interrupt, but I'll just read you a little quote, because he was talking about CLGP CEO Russell Coutts. And he was paying tribute to him. Diego Botin said, quote, he believed in a very young team with no experience in this type of racing, and we've gone through very hard moments. He was the only one telling us, guys, you will get there. And without him, we could not have done what we have done today, end quote. So I didn't realize that the CEO of SailGP was a guy encouraging, I guess, all the teams. But he told this team with, as they admit themselves, we had no experience. And he said, keep going and you'll get there. And boy, they sure did.
Well, keep in mind, so Russell Crutz from the beginning, we have an interview with him earlier on SailSport Talk. You know, he is incubating. When SailGP started, let's say that there was, don't quote me, but let's say there was six or seven teams. He keeps incubating new teams. So Spain was like incubated essentially 3 years ago. And so was Germany 2 years ago. And so is Brazil in the new year. Like, his big vision is getting these countries to invest in and support athletes in this particular, you know, venue, sport of sailing, racing. And that is his whole goal, that the growth of sailing, the growth of racing, and the growth of awareness. And we touched on heroes just briefly during the last show, and that you felt like there weren't any heroes. But honestly, Tom Slingsby is a huge hero in Australia.
Not hero, celebrity is what I was saying. Like, get Taylor Swift out there. Yeah. No, for the Yanks.
No, I got you. Yeah. There has been some celebrity sightings at these events, but I don't know. I think within the other countries, they have a little more. U.S. has not done well through the four seasons. And so you just don't get any kind of, you know, impact from that. Though Taylor Canfield is an Olympian and he's an amazing competitor. That team just has not performed well.
I like this. So, we just have a minute, but Phil Robertson, the Canada driver, said San Francisco, this is the place with the most crashes and the most capsizes. Like, I didn't realize it was that gnarly. Yeah. But anyway,
no, it's a big buildup. It is gnarly right there.
All right. You can go to SailSportsTalk.com for more. We've been speaking with Patty Mangan, who was on the scene for an exciting and surprising winner in SailGP Season 4. Patty, thanks for coming by.
Okay. Go to SailGP.com because I want you to learn about Impact League. The Dock is for people who like to interact and be the fans. And Inspire, which is a youth competition that goes on at the same time.
All right, so SailGP.com as well. Patty, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.